In this bulletin, South Australia joins the Trans-Tasman travel bubble arrangement. ASIO warns Australia's culturally diverse communities are being harassed by foreign countries. And in sports, support services for victims of domestic violence warn of increased risks during the grand final weekend. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. South Australia has officially joined the Trans-Tasman travel bubble arrangement. It comes after 12 unexpected recent arrivals from New Zealand entered the state via a flight from Sydney. State Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says those people who were forced to go into hotel quarantine will be released today.
Look, it's unfortunate that people have to be disadvantaged in this regard, but we don't apologise for taking steps to ensure the safety of the South Australian community. These people have been inconvenienced for a relatively short period of time whilst we made a proper assessment of the level of risk to South Australia. They should be very happy that we're able to release them from that quarantine period.
Dozens of people from New Zealand also travelled to Melbourne, Hobart and Perth and have been forced to undergo 14 days in hotel quarantine. The head of Australia's domestic top spy agency has warned Australia's culturally diverse communities are being harassed by foreign countries. Australian Security Intelligence Organisation Director General Mike Burgess says members of communities and their families have been threatened.
Foreign interference also manifests itself in the monitoring, harassing, intimidating of Australia's culturally diverse communities. We have covered many cases involving multiple countries where Australian community members and their families have been threatened for expressing views at odds with the foreign government's policies or values.
The comments were made at a Senate estimates hearing in Canberra. He also revealed all federal politicians are targets for espionage and foreign interference. Victoria's Chief Health Officer has been asked to provide an affidavit to the hotel quarantine inquiry after emails show he may have known the program was using private security as early as March 27. Professor Brett Sutton has told the inquiry he was not aware of guards being used in the program until a COVID-19 outbreak at the Ridges on Swanston Hotel in late May. But two email chains that were not initially provided to the inquiry by the Department of Health and Human Services may suggest otherwise. Senior counsel assisting the inquiry, Tony Neal QC, told an extraordinary sitting on Tuesday the emails finally had been handed over. The inquiry is due to hand down its final report on November 6, but the new revelations may cause a delay. And the Victorian government is considering ways to reduce its hotel quarantine program, which has been blamed as the source of most of the state's second wave. Electronic devices could be used to monitor return travellers when a decision is made to allow international travellers into the state. An electronic wristband with a GPS tracker would allow health officials to ensure people are self-isolating at home. Premier Daniel Andrews says the notion is being explored, but it's in a very early phase. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, two new infections of locally acquired COVID-19 have been recorded. There were also three return travellers in hotel quarantine who tested positive. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says testing must increase as the state is at a critical point in tracing undetected sources of transmission.
New South Wales is at a critical point, and the only way to find undiagnosed cases and prevent further transmission is to increase testing. And we continue to appeal to the community in southwestern Sydney to come forward for testing right away if anyone has even the mildest of symptoms of COVID-19.
In sport, as fans prepare for the AFL and NRL Grand Final this weekend, advocates for victims of domestic and family violence have issued a significant warning. Advocates are raising awareness of increased risks on Grand Final weekend. Historically, instances of abuse increase by around 16% on Grand Final weekend each year. Chief Executive Officer of No to Violence, Jackie Watt, says the combination of Victorians at home due to lockdown and alcohol consumption means a heightened risk of family violence.
So it's a very dangerous time for women, and it's a very tricky time for families impacted by men's use of violence. People will say it's alcohol fueled or it's about anger, but the truth is that family violence exists because it's a pattern of behaviour and it's a pattern of abuse. During a grand final, when there is a lot of alcohol around as well, we see things being heightened, and people will use that as an excuse to commit harm to their family members.
And victims in immediate danger should call 000, and further support is available through 1800 RESPECT. The weather for tomorrow now, partly cloudy for you in Perth, 25 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26 degrees. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, early fog, and then a top of 19. Possible shower in Hobart, 17 degrees. Cloudy in the capital, 22 for Canberra. In Wollongong, partly cloudy, also 22 for you. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops in the mid-20s. In Brisbane, cloudy and 27. In Cairns, sunny and 32. And sunny as well in Darwin, where it'll be 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to check out our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.